Welcome to the Tin Biscuit Podcast. Today you've got me, and only me. It's just a quick podcast. I'm driving home, so I just thought I'd do you a quick podcast. It's going to be about 10 minutes, something like that. I've put my phone in the holder, so I'm not driving while holding it or anything illegal, so don't shit yourselves. You've got no intro music or outro music yet again. I quite like doing these short little podcasts. I hope you like them. Anyway, what I want to talk about is the coronavirus and how people are losing their fucking minds over it. Is it even real? Is it even a real virus, or is it some sort of ploy for the governments to see how people would react if they implement martial law? I mean, Italy's on lockdown. But people are buying this bullshit the media are spewing out. Hand sanitizers going off the shelves. You've also got to remember, if it is a real virus, the people that are dying, which is utterly heartbreaking, but the people that are dying are old people and they've got underlying health conditions. Okay. The people that seem to be recovering are the young people, like the guy who had it before Christmas in China, was it? And he didn't know he had it. Then he thought he'd ring the hospital and see if he was the coronavirus, and they said it was. And he said it wasn't that bad. He just said it just felt like a sniffle. Then he found it, bit of difficulty breathing, then it just went away. So, which brings me to the other thing, is how many people have actually had it, not known they've had it, and got rid of it? Which also brings into question, that would make the figures we've got now skew with, because they wouldn't be in the figures. So if you've got a cold, or you've had a cold in the last week, that might have been, or it might be the coronavirus, but because you've got a healthy immune system, it won't do you any particular damage. Again, it's old people that are dying from it. And if you equate the people that are dying from it, that have got it or been tested for it, to the population, it's a drop in the ocean. I'm not saying it's the people that are dying, that's fine. What I'm trying to say is the media are not helping this thing. I mean, I'm 40, 41 this year. I've never known anything like this to happen, where like a country on lockdown, where like things be shut down, like cinemas, gatherings and things like that. It's the first step to a fucking vendetta style society, and I think people aren't seeing the bigger picture. You can call me fucking crazy and a conspiracy theorist if you like, which I'm sure you will do, but I don't think there's something right. I mean, there's a few theories out. Did China release it themselves so it cuts down on the global markets with the USA? Is it even real? Does the coronavirus even exist? Are these people who are dying just got a normal flu with underlying health conditions, and they're saying you've got the coronavirus? Is it just a made up virus so they can control the population? Hence, we'll set a curfew, we'll do this, that and the other. I mean, if it is real, it's not going to subside like, say, a normal thing would. What they're saying is it will go down in the summer, and then it will go back up in the winter. So I mean I'm not worried. I mean I'm washing my hands and I'm using, if you saw my Instagram post, which you probably didn't, but because I'd tell you why I didn't, because I deleted it because I wanted to put something else up, but I didn't have time. I've been using Dettol surface spray instead of the hand sanitizer, because it says on the back of the Dettol spray it kills coronavirus. So I've been using that. I know it's a cleaning agent, it's not doing anything to my hands. I'm not advising anyone to go out and buy it. It is quite big online in the social media outlet thing. I mean, as I say, I'm not on Facebook, so I haven't followed it, but if you Google Dettol spray hand sanitizer coronavirus on Google, you'll find the information there. But yeah, I'm just unsure of the thinking process behind what the governments are doing. I don't know if it's a big ploy by the governments to see how we would react if we was quarantined curfewed and like sectioned off from other parts of society? Is it some sort of psychological experiment, social experiment, or sociological? Oh, cock that up, didn't I? Social experiment. I've had a long day at work. I've been driving a long time, so don't fucking do my head in about the way I'm speaking and that. And also, it's done on my phone, and I'm doing this off the cuff as well, so no planning's gone into it. You might think no planning goes into my other podcasts, but I'll tell you it does. I just don't do notes because I have it in my head, but I should do notes because I fucking forget things. Yeah, going back to the conspiracy theory, I don't think China would have released it personally to crash the global stock market, so like people can't go into work, make their iPhones, etc, etc. It's got a domino effect. I don't think that's what they've done or why they did it. I'm leaning more to it doesn't even exist, maybe, because I know no one who's got it. I'm just seeing pictures on like the news. People that are dying, we're not doctors and that, they'll test and say, yeah, you've got the coronavirus, they've died, which will set a precedent, and that will make people worry and think and panic, when it could just have been their time in a natural way, or they've just got the flu. So A, is it even real? B, is it put up there, like has it been put there on purpose? I really don't know, but I'm probably leaning more to the fact that it's not real. The coronavirus isn't real. It's a made-up virus. It's a social experiment by worldwide government to like see how we're going to react, being quarantined, see how the public react, because you've got the best statistics. People are fucking losing their minds, cleaning out for toilet paper. I can see the point on that, because when I have a shit, I use a shitload of toilet paper. So, water, things like that. But what they don't realise is that's going to have a negative effect on other people. So then the other people who haven't got it, would they go out and find it from the people who have? So would it cause, like, an uprising? Would it cause fights? Would it cause looting? Would they implement martial law? So then the police, because like they've already mentioned in the press, the police might be struggling, cutting down only on serious crimes. And then there's the NHS saying they might have to bring back retired doctors. This is mainly in this country. I know I've mentioned Italy, because Italy I do know is shut down, but as far as the other countries are concerned, I don't know 100% what's going on, because I don't always listen to the news. I'm just listening to podcasts and fucking watching horror films and doing other shit. So yeah, I mean, what's your thoughts on it? I mean, do you know anyone who's had it? Or have you been tested yourself for it? Because it's only a set of symptoms. You know what a set of symptoms? The yeller, a set of symptoms that they're telling you that if you've got it. I mean, they're even saying now, well, if you've got a sniffle or a cold, self-isolate yourself for 7 days. That's like the fucking UK advice. That's crazy. Everyone's going batshit fucking loopy over, like, sort of over this. So I don't know. I don't know if I honestly believe the coronavirus exists. I think it's a made up thing by the government. The press are doing what the press do, which they've got a narrative, because they're selling papers, so now they want to make it look as worse as possible so people buy the papers. So they're probably fucking eat and like either believe it's real, or somewhere along the line with the deep state fucking fake government shit, they fucking know what the crack is. But yeah, I just don't think it's real. I like sort of think it's a project to see how like the people would handle a real virus, or if there was a civil unrest. How would you guarantee people would be quarantined? Do you know what I mean? I mean, people are like saying in Italy that if if you're seen after dark, you'll like get a fine or go in prison. That's V for Vendetta shit. That's fucking, you know what I mean, Brave New World, like 1984 shit. And it's fucking happening. Or is it a real disease that's not that bad, but it's diverting our attention away from summer? Or is it a made up virus we're being lied to and it doesn't exist to cover something up? So I just don't know. I don't know. Anyway, I'm home. You have been driving home with me from work. So gotta get my car up the drive. Some fucking, hey, I did that alright. It's a good job I've got an hairdresser's car, because I wouldn't have fucking done that in a bigger car. Anyway, I'm home. Tell me your thoughts on it. As always, please like, share the podcast, and if you want to come on, just give me a message. Alright? That's your fucking 11-minute podcast. Bye.